Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives, weekly broadcast or podcast, where we talk about the happenings of the people in Salem and Alemania and wherever they are, else they might be, London, Switzerland, Africa. I'm Anna, and Carrie's here.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. And Marianne.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we got Jennifer and Rick in the chat room.
Jam's out there.
All right. So, I think as far as I'm concerned, Dave is looking really good right now. What do you guys think in general? I think generally speaking.
We have to pimp somebody first before we forget.
Forget to pimp. Let's see. I think it would be at Bob Hapka. I believe that would be the pimp that you're referring to.
Yes,
so, at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka, good folks to follow if you want to be both offended and amused or entertained, or all of the above. Oh, boy, the chat room's filling up now. Wow, everybody woke up.
Oh, last-minute people, huh?
All right. Thank you, Carrie, for reminding me. We cannot forget to pimp Bob. Mm-hmm. And one of these days, maybe our pimping will pay off and he'll actually call and, like, talk with us, because we would love that.
Exactly.
We know he's on Twitter right now because I was just tweeting with him.
Let's go to Twitter and tell him, get his butt on the podcast. Call in. Oh, yeah, right there he is.
Yep. Oh, suddenly he's going to get shy. He's not shy. Nobody buys that.
Yeah, shy, right.
Can we say happy birthday to Jan, too? Yeah, let's say happy birthday to Jan.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday this week. Yeah, who wants to sing, though? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Jan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear shy one. Happy birthday to you. How's that?
And that's a lie,
excellent.
Too. Very good. Happy birthday, Jan.
I hope you got all the balls you wanted on your birthday, Jan.
I'm sure she did.
The mirror balls, whatever kind of ball. Hate balls. So before we get started, speaking of Salemites that are in Africa but that are currently in Salem, do you want to just spend a second to mention who you interviewed this week, Carrie?
Oh, yeah, I interviewed Mary Beth Evans again. This is the third time, so that was cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so sweet and she's so lovely. And it's basically not much going on, spoiler-wise, in regards to Mary Beth. She's basically just listening to everybody's problems.
Yeah.
So
I always love seeing her. I know there's something about her. I want her to have a story and everything, but, like, there's just something about her that's, like, so comforting. I guess because I watched back in the day in the 80s and stuff, and I think of, you know, Patch and Kayla is like one of the, you know, major super couples and stuff. Whenever I see her, I'm just like, oh, I'm home. It's nice. And Kayla's here. So that's nice.
She's like the cute girl next door. You know what I mean? She's just a sweet guy. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, and I mean, Kayla picked up on the, so are you sure there's no feelings between you and Rafe or you and Carrie or whoever? Like, because she was like, I was thinking I saw something going on the other day. Oh, that was pretty fun. So I keep thinking maybe she's going to out, like, the jammy sex since, you know, she usually Kayla usually gets to out the, you know, the big secrets and everything. But I guess not, huh? Not this time, huh?
Oh, actually, I know who does out it to Rafe.
Oh.
Not Will?
Will discusses it with Marlena, and Rafe overhears, and then he goes over to to the mansion, and Sammy and Nicole are there, and EJ's
here.
Yeah, and EJ's there to propose to Nicole.
Isn't he already married to Nicole?
Yeah. He wants
it's
to start fresh, and it's their first anniversary, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh. Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, everybody's overhearing now. Lexi overheard.
Yeah, lots of overhearing.
It's taking forever for them to overhear, you know? You hear them talk, you know? Now everybody's overhearing.
Exactly.
Usually they're talking to themselves, you know?
The old soapy conventions are back. What can we say?
Yeah, really.
You know, it makes you wonder. It's like back in the day, you know, it was overhearing. Now you think they'd get an accidental text. I mean, have you ever accidentally texted the wrong person? Like, oops, I didn't mean to. I meant to text my grandma
for
about
email?
You. He's like, what, you race?
Yeah.
But then you don't get to see their expressions like you do if they're standing behind a tree or something, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't Lexi being a little bit self-righteous, a little bit too much?
A little bit? Let's see, how many affairs
she
has had on Abe?
Yeah, really?
How many affairs has she had on him?
Yeah.
I mean, it does look bad, though. I can see your point from the standpoint of, okay, switching debate questions is one thing. That's, like, pretty gray, you know? I mean, it's bad.
But it looks like they cheated for the vote.
But because she saw the guy talking to Jennifer, and see, that's why I was wondering if it wasn't a Joey setup, because, or at least a Nicole setup, because...
Go Nicole.
I mean, what idiots would meet in the light of day at the Brady Pub where everybody is all the time? You know, why would you meet a guy like that in public? I mean, that was just stupid. So, yeah, so somehow it seems like Nicole probably set her up or something. I don't know. I mean, set him up.
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's what it sounds like we're leading that way. But
they did kind of say that.
I tried to stay somewhat spoiler free with the whole debate thing. I mean, with the whole election thing, because I really didn't want to know who won until the actual, you know, actually revealed it. And I love how they did it, because really we still don't know. Like, because even if they do recount, we still don't know like what is really the result, because who switched what on whom and all that. So. I don't think they did a really good job of that. I mean, the writing to me has been really good lately, and the stories, the way they're putting them together, everything is just kind of really coming together in a lot of ways. At least that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm feeling. I mean, I'm finding myself watching episodes or parts of episodes more than once, which is I can't even remember the last time I did that, but it's been a while. So. You know, or seeing my favorite couples or whatever, watching their scenes more than once. You know, I mean, so I'm finding even stories I don't think are that would normally be that interesting to me. I'm even finding those fairly interesting. So I don't know. So what thing do you guys want to jump into first, or dive into a little bit more deeply first? What aspect of this week?
Well, how about Cayenne? What do you think about
Anna?
Anna,
which one do you want to dive into? Let's put it that way. I know you're dying.
That is the thing we do for Bob. hey, if you want to follow a good thing to follow, follow at Kian Fans, K-I-A-N. K-I-A-N.
They're going wild.
They are, man.
They're going wild. And
Twitter was on fire the last 48 hours.
Oh,
all
yeah.
My Twitter was going off like crazy.
I was retweeting like crazy the other night.
The Hoochies were a great part of that, so thank you.
Oh, the Hoochies. Yeah, the Hoochies were pimping their own man, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to pimp too.
Yeah.
So, we had some good, but yeah, so Kian, okay, so that's Kate and Ian, for those of you who may not have heard that term yet. That's the best thing we could come up with, I guess, for that pairing. But very interesting. I'm really enjoying how Ian Buchanan, who plays Ian McAllister, has come in, and the way he's playing his character is very interesting. To me, he's throwing a lot, as far as his acting choices and stuff, he's throwing a lot of really fun, quirky things into the mix, as well as being the sort of debonair, jealous. I mean, I'm sort of seeing this package of, no, I shouldn't have said the word package in this crowd, but anyway, I'm seeing this mix of mysterious, dark stranger, evil doer to, okay, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and Kate, I've loved you forever. You've been my, like, the only one I've ever loved person. I mean, so it's really kind of fun to see how he's so, like, smart and so, you know, I guess, calculating on the one hand, and yet he's like an open book in a way with Kate. It's like he's kind of like vulnerable and funny, and I don't know. I find him a very intriguing character, and usually I don't take the characters right away that come on. You know, I mean, I'd say I liked the new Abby. I liked her when she came on. I liked her right away. But most of the characters, when they first come on, I'm really not. I have to, it takes me a little while to either decide whether I like him or not. But with him, I just find him very intriguing and very, like, there's a lot of layers to his character and to his story. And I think he's going to bring a lot of aspects to, you know, to Kate's story, which Kate, that's first my, you know, character I care most about. But, of course, not that anybody didn't know that already, but I thought, too, for Kate fans, you got to say, the Cosies were pretty happy on Friday because Kate got to kiss two different men, okay? That's like, and Ian, she went in for a second, so, you know, it's like, okay, this is really working for us here, you know, we enjoy this.
That was
so,
some kiss.
Well, and it was out of time. I mean, everybody goes to the Horton Town Square, so what are the chances that somebody's not going to see them, you know?
Really?
So that's kind of
taking a chance
that's
there.
They are, but you know what? It wasn't pre-planned. She was on her way to the office late at night. It just happened.
With Ian on
back up a little bit. So the Kate scenes during the week were mostly with the election and Stefano in the living room of the mansion. And she and Nicole, Kate and Nicole had an awesome scene together. Somebody want to talk about that for a second? Somebody want to throw that in? No?
They were trying to be nice to each other. Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah. It was cute.
And then how they,
like,
I loved at the end how they turned around and it's like walked away like, oh, why are we doing this?
They both said it at the same time. They were basically saying that they were basically giving each other respectively credit for softening and humanizing the man that they're with. You know,
right.
So I saw that scene on a couple
levels. Making each one
level.
More tolerable, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Because, I mean, EJ was basically a cranky little bastard when he wasn't happy in love, and Kate had to put up with it all the time, you know. And then, like, with
Mummy.
With Nicole,
she
made the comment.
Called her Mummy.
That
was funny.
Yeah,
oh,
I love it when EJ and Kate do that little, because they have the thing years ago.
Just remember.
Like that little Mummy. My Mummy.
Yeah,
my Mummy. And it's like thinking, oh, I had her before my dad did. You know, so that's always fun.
Who hasn't she had?
And then I think there was a little bit of foreshadowing there when Nicole said, well, before he came along, Stefano was unbearable or something. He was horrible. He was a monster or whatever. Well, I don't remember her exact words, but something like that. And I thought, oh, I think we're returning to that Stefano, perhaps. It seems like that was a little foreshadowing when she said
he's
that.
The bad stuff. But especially after he found out this news and when he finds out about Ian, which you know he's going to, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's not
going to
be in a good mood to begin with.
How many, last year when he found out that, you know, when Kate knew about Chad and didn't tell him, and he was like, you betrayed me. And he was just like, whoa, like I thought he was going to kill her. I can imagine what's going to happen when he finds out that she kissed another man but left.
She kissed another man. Ooh.
And she liked it. She kissed the man and she liked it. So that's going to be interesting. I love their scene. I mean, I love Ian, but I also love Stefano, and I enjoyed seeing Stefano and
like
Kate together. And they're so comfortable with each other and everything. I mean, from a writing perspective, they haven't written for them for like a year. So that's annoying from the standpoint of a fan who enjoys those two. You know, characters, but I'm frankly tired of seeing Kate standing behind him all the time. I mean, I love that she's there to support him, but she's always kind of there, but like I'm just glad that she's getting to have a little more adventure right now, let's just say. So I love them. I will always love that couple, even though I have to admit I'm rooting for Kate and Ian at this point. But I love the scenes that they have with Stefano and Kate. So they had some scenes, you know, he could tell she was distracted, and she's like, oh, it's just work. In fact, I really need to go in the office, and I'll feel better about it, you know, if I just go and take care of things tonight before tomorrow morning. And he's like, okay. He goes, you know, I'm confident in your abilities, but if you need me to handle anything, and I thought, he might need to handle someone.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh no, dear. You know, and they have their kiss and everything, and I think what is irritating me about Stefano right now is she's like, are you sure you don't want to open the envelope? And you know, are you still thinking about that? And he's like, oh, let sleeping dogs lie. And the minute he couldn't wait. The minute she left the house, almost like he wanted to, like, push her out the door so he could run over and open the envelope, you know?
Yeah, and not letting her in on it.
Right, and that annoys me.
Yeah.
It's like, why isn't he willing to be vulnerable enough with her to let her in? She's there. She's voiced her concern. She's voiced her support. She even said she would look at it, and if it was too painful, she would, you know, keep the secret herself or whatever, you know. So she's offered to be that buffer. And so far, to this point anyway, she's proven herself to be very loyal and very supportive. And so it's really, I guess, Stefano shows the level of freak out that Stefano must be going through to wonder what's in that envelope. But I did find it a little squirrely, is like the minute she left and he goes and opens the envelope. And I thought, well, this isn't really cool that he's not letting her in on that, you know. But anyway, so she goes to the office, and she, of course, you know, is fantasizing about her first visit with Ian when he comes back into town and surprises her the other day. And of course, they have a past. We don't know all the details yet, but we know there was some sex involved, and we do know there was Paris, and we do know there were romantic evenings and such, and that Ian has said that she was his great love and that he should have never let her go and things like that. So they're, you know, they definitely have something. But I love the way she gives it back. Like, he's like, when he runs into her at Wharton Town Square, he's like, you know, you were thinking about me. And she's like, oh, you think about you enough for both of us. I love that line. So she gives it right back to him, you know.
Yeah, you think about yourself and the both of us, yeah. Huh?
Yes, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, I tweeted about this earlier, but one of the things that really struck me is, you know, when he shows up at Madison's place, she looked like she wet herself for, like, the entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
She was, like, really freaked out, right? And she looked like this wimpy little girl. And, I mean, I don't know what the backstory is on that, but we can assume there's some reason why she feels that way. But it was just like she was just totally weak and totally, like, fearful of him.
Uh-huh.
And then Kate, he comes and shows up out of the blue in Kate's life, and obviously, you know, like, whoa, like, comes on really strong to her and everything. And like, well, I'm here, you know, I'm here for you if you need me, kind of thing. And she was just kind of like, yeah, right, no, don't really need you, kind of thing. And she was just strong. But then I watched, because I must have watched the scenes at least 10 times, I have to admit. When she went the other day at the office, when he's saying goodbye to her, and he said something like, I guess she had her back turned where she was looking at the camera and he was behind her going out the door. And she says, how long are you going to be here, to be in Salem? And then he says, oh, I'm staying. As she turns around, I saw this look like, oh, crap. You know, like, she just let him see it, but she let us in on that to be like, oh, dear. And it occurred to me that, you know, Madison fears Ian because he can and does control her. Kate fears Ian because she fears she may not be able to control herself. And I think that's an interesting, I don't know, that just kind of hit me that was an interesting dynamic. And it says a lot about the two women and where they are in their lives, as far as strength-wise, history, you know, experience, all that. But there's that. So then they run into each other at the park, or at the Wharton Town Center or Square or whatever it is, HTS is what I call it. And they, you know, of course, he's all over her, basically. And essentially they go, and, you know, he goes in for the kiss, and she resist for just a second, and then she's all about it too, you know. So you can tell. In fact, she kind of went in for.
She hesitated for just a few seconds,
yeah.
But then went right for it.
Yeah, but you know that she kind of smiled while she was doing it.
Oh yeah.
And I would too, actually. And you know, one of the things I love about him, because he's got so many different, I mean, some people say, oh, he's slimy or creepy, and he does have that element to him.
He is creepy.
Yeah.
Swarmy.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of creepy.
Time, but at the same time with her, he lets his guard, I've noticed, and I don't know if this is an actor's choice.
He seemed a little nicer, yeah.
He's a little softer, a little nicer, and I tell you, when he smiled, he gave her a real smile as opposed to his sarcastic, snarky smiles that he's been giving everybody else. At one point, he said, "Oh, you always could push my, or I could always push your buttons, and you could always make me laugh." And then he smiled. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that was a sexy smile." So I want to see Kate make him smile a little bit more, because I want to see that smile on his face again. So I think it's a very interesting. They seem like a very interesting pairing, however this goes, you know. So we'll see. So I'm rooting for a good story, and I'm rooting for them, but I also still love Stefano and all that. But I just think they've come up with a great story, and I hope they play through it. I hope they really go for it, because I think, I mean, there was more excitement for that, and I know I'm biased, but there was a lot of excitement and a lot of interest, even pro and con on Twitter this week about it. So, and on the boards.
Because you probably have your diehard Stay fans, though,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
That don't
want to
see the
game.
That don't want to see that.
Okay. And I was like the one at Sony that kept track of the threat, the State
mm-hmm.
threat and everything. I've been a solid State fan. But I just think for two reasons, from a viewer standpoint and from a Kate fan perspective, I get tired of them not writing for State because really
right.
they
want
have
a good
like
storyline for
yeah,
Kate and for Lauren, and if it involves another man,
them.
Well, so be it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah,
and
I would too
for
my favorite
well,
character.
Yeah, and for Stefano as well, because I mean, he's it
mm-hmm.
looks like he's going to be
yeah,
involved.
Which would could give him a good storyline with this triangle. You know, they need
oh,
to
sure
you need
yeah,
to liven
need
it up and
it
make
up.
It exciting.
They definitely do because I mean, again, it's like you know. Happily married couple. I mean, they've actually been able to make the happily married couple, like, interesting for 2 years, which is rare. Because usually it's like, that's the kiss of death. But they actually have made it interesting because it's Joe and it's Lauren. And, I mean, the writing has improved, too, in some ways. But they really haven't had much to do. In fact, a lot of their relationship last fall was over the phone, which was really annoying to State fans. So,
mm-hmm.
So I think that as far as the show, as far as being fans of the characters and of the actors, I think this is good for it. When, you know, who knows how it's going to turn out, but I think it sounds like a good story, and I think it's giving them some meaty material, and so I'm all for it. So I think we see some more Kate and Ian on Monday. And I think the preview or promo for next week showed that Stefano leaves a card on the chessboard for Catherine, which kind of pisses me off because it's like he must take off for Alemania or something
mm-hmm.
and leave her a note. And I'm like, hello? That's kind of mean. So, you know, I'm not digging the way he's kind of leaving her out of this whole thing. So, you know, whatever. But so that's kind of where we're at with Kate and Ian and Stefano with that triangle. So, mm-hmm. What do you got? You know, I got my say. I got my. My
I
my
think you said
in.
It all.
So you guys are intrigued by it too, right? I mean,
oh yeah, I'm enjoying him. I mean, Ian Buchanan is like, yeah, he's a good actor. I mean, he was scary and creepy, and I'm enjoying
and
that. I think it could be a good storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And funny.
Funny.
Yeah, it can be funny,
you
yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole thing,
to...
SmackDown with Brady, you know? Boy, that kind of caught me up. With that was, oh, yeah, like, whoa, watch
that
out, Brady, you know?
Funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. And then after he left, Victor goes,
poor Brady just keeps getting beat
up.
With
that
I'm telling
stick.
You. Yeah.
Something like, I should have known something was up with that walk when he walked in with that walking stick or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, Victor was pissed off and found out about Madison.
Oh, yeah.
So, Yeah. Get out of my house.
Yeah. And then Matt.
Yeah, I still have to hear Madison's explanation. You know, she still has not explained herself. Still has not.
I think that comes this week. I think we learn more about it.
Yeah, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, why did you not tell him? Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, I think that's Monday's episode.
Yeah. Brady's always getting left out or smacked down, knocked down. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, and he slipped and almost made it sound like his love for Maggie was the reason he didn't see that coming, which is interesting. And Maggie's like, well, what do you mean? So maybe we'll see some drama with Magic. I know that'll make Sarah happy.
Oh, she says, go ahead and say it, because he says, oh, that would have never happened before, and then he stops. She says, come on, say it. Before you marry me. Yeah.
In fact, this is the perfect time. Sarah's on the line. We'll let her. We'll see if she wants to weigh in on Magic. Sarah, are you there?
Yeah.
Sarah, did you want to weigh in on Magic tonight?
What do you think?
No. Yes, you do.
I think that's a little bit of a silly question.
All right.
Okay. I thought it was interesting because they're always happy, and that's not, like, what really happens with couples in general.
You mean Victor and Maggie?
Yeah.
That they're always happy? Well, I mean, but it looked like there was a little tension there. Did you get that little tension?
Yeah, we're going to start to see that now.
Yeah, which is good. I think they need to spice that up a little bit to keep it... Keep it real. Keep it, you know, interesting.
Right.
Is that what your take? Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes.
Good. Good. Well, Zion, Maggie looked beautiful. She looked beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Dress
I love
it.
I like that dress.
Yeah, that is really pretty. But that those whole scenes were so funny.
Especially when Ian said that to Maggie, and she's all like, what a jerk.
I know. He's like, something about her dress or something. That's a lovely dress. She's like, she's like, what a jerk.
Who are
you? And then when he said they were married or something, and somebody said, well, I didn't know you were married, or something like that. Or maybe did Maggie say, I didn't know you were married, Madison, or something? I don't know.
I think so.
And it certainly
somebody
did,
said that.
I think Maggie said that to Madison.
Yeah.
And Victor said something, and I certainly didn't know you were married to Ian, or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, but I loved it. He got him with that stick. That was funny. I'm seeing a combination of, you know, dry humor, which, of course, Ian Buchanan is great at. I mean, I was a fan of Duke Lavery back in GH all those years ago with Anna and Duke. So I seem to remember some dry humor involved with his character. I haven't followed him since then, so I didn't know what else. I didn't see him on the other shows that he'd done. But there is definitely, you know, the humor, the snarkiness, and then you've got the little more vulnerability with Kate. And so it's an interesting mix so far. But, yeah, I like that little ensemble theme. Those were fun. So Sarah, so do you have any spoilers for us for Magic? Anything coming up in the next couple of weeks that you know of?
No, not really. I do know that there's supposed to be another scene with Ian and Victor this coming week, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I wonder, I mean, is Victor ever going to be outed for knowing about Daniel and being Maggie's son?
I don't know.
But they forgot about that.
Because
they better not forget about it.
I know, that would really suck if they just dropped that, because that was like a big thing. I'm thinking maybe there's going to be a little bit of tension here, and then they're going to roll that into, you know, they're going to, somehow when Daniel comes back, maybe he'll come up then, I don't know.
I don't know, because why would you do that if you're not going to cover it again? It's like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but that would be a good angle to get them fired up with some other issues and stuff. But I don't know. But it was good seeing them. Definitely good seeing them.
Yeah, you know how long it was? Like 3 weeks.
Really? That long? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Ugh. I'm all like, come on. Like, once a week would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they did a lot of that with state, too. They did a lot of that where we get one day a week, maybe, or one scene every 2 weeks with the two of them in the same room together. And that gets frustrating after a while.
It does.
So hopefully they'll be an integral part of some of the stories coming up here. Let's see. So anyway, so anything else? Any other thoughts? Any other aspects?
Not really.
Not really? Just magic.
I do think that. Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
I do think that Ian is interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and given the fact he's only been on, what, 2 episodes? I mean, we're already talking about him like we are. I mean, that's pretty amazing to come in and have 2 episodes and have that much of an impact, you know?
It says something when you're, like, watching and you just, like, are glued to the television.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been finding
that
lately with the
whole
show.
Yeah, that's one thing. I haven't fast-forward. I think, Anna, I haven't fast-forwarded the show.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I've been enjoying it all, actually, most of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the stories like that we don't normally like as much about, you know, much of or whatever, like Harry.
I just
Ray,
find
whatever.
Myself not just, you know, I'm just kind of put up with it. I guess not fast forwarding like I used to, and I'm actually like looking forward to the next day, like or what's going to happen, or maybe
yeah.
Try
I've
not
even
much,
looked at
and listen
I've
to
even
the
looked
spoilers
at some day
much.
Ahead. I've even looked at some day ahead stuff, and it's like I can't even remember the last time I looked at day ahead information
yeah.
for days.
It's like, I don't want to. I don't know.
Well, in a way, I'm kind of trying not to be spoiled, too, in a way. I mean, except mm-hmm. for maybe certain aspects. That's why I was trying, whenever I see some discussion about the election, I'd try to skim over it because I didn't really want to know. And then when they actually did have it, it was ambiguous anyway, so it's still keeping my interest, you know, how all that's going to work out. So I think they're spot on right now. I don't know. I mean, at least on a lot of fronts. I mean, they're not perfect
right.
by any means.
There are things that need a bit of work, but it's
right.
better.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling that too, because it's definitely got us talking more about it. Not, in fact, I didn't even
especially
have to say we're going to talk about the happenings and non-happenings. I didn't even have to say that this week because there were so many happenings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Of course. I wouldn't
all
miss
right.
it.
I'll put you back in so you can listen. Okay.
Oh, it's okay. I can listen on the computer. I just want to.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Alrighty. All right.
Thanks, Sarah.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, those scenes at the Casa Kiriakis are pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie, I'm sure you probably want to talk about Austin.
Oh, yeah. How uncomfortable was that?
Is that awesome?
Come on, and they didn't pick up on his facial expressions? Gosh.
Oh, it was so fun.
Oh, that
was
like, get me out of here.
That was like one of the best. I mean, they've made such what I thought would be such a sucky storyline. It was so good. I can't even that was hilarious and uncomfortable. Like, what were you thinking? Maybe you can kind of go over that part, Carrie, and kind of fill us in.
Well, actually, when I read the spoiler that Abby tells Carrie about her man problems, I knew it was going to be good. Because that is such a bitchy thing to do. I knew it was going to be awesome. But at that point, I didn't realize Austin was going to be there and having to listen to all this crap.
Oh, Steve.
And, you know, so that made it even more awesome. Yeah, it's even more awesome when you have Austin there hearing about what a jerk he is and what an ass he is. And, so I was tweeting to Patrick got a lot of comments on Twitter, and I was tweeting to him, too, that I loved watching him squirm, and it was funny at the same time. But at the same time, he felt bad for him. Because Abby blew the entire thing out of proportion. But still, it was hilarious watching him squirm. It was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but think back to when he was like, what do you mean? What do you mean Abby likes me when we interviewed him?
Yeah, if you haven't listened to our Patrick Muldoon interview from January, you're missing out. Because Patrick was hilarious. Yeah, so, I mean, and he's just, you know, he was just squirming. Like, I mean, he just acted like he had hemorrhoids and couldn't wait to get out of that chair. It was fantastic. I thought it was really well played by Patrick this week, and he got a lot of compliments on it. It was just awesome. And, I just absolutely loved it. I thought that was fantastic. And, you know, you feel bad for Austin because he thinks he slept with Abby and blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, too, he's keeping the entire thing from Carrie because he wants to reunite with Carrie. But it's pretty obvious Carrie's completely checked out this marriage and it's just going through the motions. And she really wants to be with Rafe. So,
right.
I mean, you know, but I mean, she's really not putting any effort into this marriage. She's like, oh, okay,
no.
Yeah, we'll go back to our hotel room.
I mean,
and not
I
have
mean,
sex, you know. Weird.
If you were in your bed on Valentine's night, you don't think you'd have sex even if you weren't that interested? I mean, come on. You know?
And with Austin,
like,
I mean, hello.
She's like, okay, not feeling it right now, pass. Like, what?
You know, there's your sign right there. Your wife's not that into you. You know?
Yeah. I mean, he got her chocolate croissants for crying out loud. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, you know, but Austin, try to explain the whole thing to Abby, and Abby's just blowing the entire thing out of proportion.
Delusional.
And he let her
She's
on,
good.
And blah, blah, blah. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, she, you know. She's
looking at
him.
Like she knows.
Well, he never let her on at all. That was all in her mind.
I know.
In her fantasy
that's
world.
That's
why she's
psycho.
She's a little worried about her.
Kate Mancy's doing a great job, though, because
mm-hmm.
she's
yeah.
not doing it over. She found the right balance because she's believable in her craziness.
She's
going to
go off the deep end? Like, go after him?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
taking
like
a gun
psycho?
And trying to shoot him or something. Yeah, a little bit off the deep end.
She's not like cartoon psycho. She's like
no.
delusional. She's like
delusional
psycho. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing it really well.
She believes her own fantasies. What she's basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the delusional part. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Austin had a great line when Jack wanted Abby to talk to Carrie, and Patrick's Austin's like, "Oh, Carrie's too old."
Yeah.
Go to your own age.
Yeah,
go to your
age.
Own age.
Carrie's too old. And she just, shoots him the look from hell when he says that. I thought that was pretty funny.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think everyone, whether you've ever been in that situation or not, and hopefully most people listening haven't been, but to be put in that awkward, I mean, there almost can be many more awkward opportunities in life than that or experiences than something like that where you're just literally like the word squirming. Yeah, exactly. I mean, literally squirming, you know, and thinking what's going to happen next? What's going to happen? Meanwhile, the poor guy, like you said, thinks he really did have sex with her, thinks he's a horrible person. That's why he's so forgiving to Carrie and everything, because he feels like what he did was so much worse, supposedly, was so much worse than what she did. And yet she's actually fallen in love with Rafe, whereas he really couldn't give a crap about, you know, Abby. I mean, he's other than being like an uncle to her, which is, you know, yuck, a bit, you know, with her listening after him. But
well, the thing is, too, they're, and the show in a way is trying to make Austin look as bad as Sammy. And, Sammy's kicking Rafe out of the house for kissing her sister while she had sex with her ex. And it made it seem like Austin did kind of the same thing, and he didn't. He just thinks
right.
he did.
You
know,
right.
So, so that really bugs me. Because it's like, oh, Austin's not as bad as Sammy. I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how that's ever going to be revealed, though, because you can't prove a negative. You know what I mean? It's like, she can't, like, you know what I mean? It's like, how do you go back on that and say, she'd have to snap out of her delusional place and go, oh, you know what, I lied. You know, I really didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when is that going to happen? 8 months from now? She's going to be telling Marlena and he'll overhear it.
Oh, is she going to pretend she's pregnant? I'm waiting for that.
Well, that's what I've been hearing. I don't know if it's just speculation or if it's an actual rumor, like based on fact or anything, but that would be an interesting twist if she had a faux pregnancy from it. Or else she's pregnant. No, she wouldn't be pregnant with Chad's kid, probably. But like, just, that whole, What's going on there?
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
I think,
this
is a kind of a twist, but I hope it kind of doesn't happen. But Nicole goes to see Daniel. I guess if he's a doctor of hers and she receives news, everybody's assuming Nicole's pregnant, and this is after he jolly breaks up. And if Abby's pretending to be pregnant, wouldn't it be kind of funny if Nicole thinks she gave birth to a stillborn baby and Abby takes Nicole's baby and
Nicole's baby this time.
Yes.
That would be a head trip and a half, considering what happened.
Yes, you have Ejoli thinking they lost another child. You have Austin thinking he's finally a father for the first time. You know, I mean, I don't know if they're going to go there, but I mean, it could be something else. Maybe, maybe Nicole has, she has a health problem instead, but she does go see Daniel as a patient in 2 weeks.
All I know is if she goes to see Daniel as a patient, they'll be screwed. I can tell you that. and I'm sure it could be, she might be having a problem with her kneecap, and he's going to fill up her boobs. I can promise you that. You know, because, I mean, for Daniel, any exam involves a lymph node, exam. So, I don't know, but yeah, right before he left town, he said something that they kind of had this little witty repartee moment before he left, and I was like, oh, they're foreshadowing that, aren't they? And so she said, and she was real snarky to him, like, well, I was never your patient or something. Didn't you say something kind of snarky to him about, like, I can't remember, but it seemed
I don't remember.
My relationships or something. And she's like, yeah,
I don't remember Nicole talking to Danny. I don't know.
Yeah, it was there at the Hortontown Square, and like he was saying goodbye or something, or he was talking to Maggie. And I don't remember what the scenario was, but anyway. If SJ was here, she could tell us. Wiki, I don't know the Wiki days. I don't see her in the chat room, but anyway, so they kind of foreshadowed something on that, I think. But anyway, so I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to beat up on Sean Christian or anything. He's a nice enough guy. But have you seen that much outrage that he's been off camera? I mean, I haven't really missed Daniel.
No.
I haven't
seen his fans. When's he coming back? I don't know. I don't care.
I saw one. Somebody sent counting down to when he was going to be back, and that was the only thing I saw. The only one I saw. And so, I don't know. But I don't know what they'll be doing there. But of course, then there's Melanie and Chad. They're kind of cute. I kind of like them.
Because they're getting back together now. And Abby's okay with it now.
I'm going to come back to the curiosity
what?
For 1 second. I forgot Patrick had his Q&A tweet fest on Thursday, and Christy Kirk mentioned it too. I guess Patrick said something about Christy has a mean left hook, so it looks like Christy or Carrie's going to be hitting somebody. And Christy confirmed it too, that I think someone asked if she was going to slap Abby, and she made a comment too that, there might be something going on where Carrie's hitting somebody. So, don't know if it's Abby, Sammy, or Austin, or whoever it is, but she hit somebody soon. Probably, I would say, late April, early May. Yeah. So.
Okay. Oh,
well,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I just
thought that was cool. So, now we have Will. Somebody want to talk about Will, about what's going on there?
Yeah, here he has a kiss coming up. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw the picture of that. Yeah.
Yeah. But he hasn't been. Was he on much this week? I don't think, huh?
Just talking about like he told EJ during the
election. Oh, he was helping EJ with the election.
And he told EJ that he told Sammy that he knew about.
The SmackDown of Will. Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
EJ grabbed him,
was
roughing him up.
Oh, man.
He grabbed him by the shirt and was like, I thought he was going to really smack him. But, that was good.
Yeah.
E. William. There's a new couple there. That's E. William.
E. William.
E. William. We always called him William.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
now he knows Sammy knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now he's got to worry about Sammy holding, like, keeping a lid on it. And then, mm-hmm. of course, I guess you guys said that Rafe overhears and finds out. It's not like, I mean, the guy, I mean, for an investigative, like, special, you know, private investigator, I mean, no wonder their business failed. I mean, Will has been basically telling him for 2 months now, and he still doesn't get it, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. he has to overhear him talking to Marlena about
well,
it,
neither
you know?
Did Sammy. Sammy couldn't figure it out. Why
I know.
Why Will was
like,
come on.
They kept Gabby, and I was
like, don't you think there was a chance he knew that what you did, you know?
Exactly,
but he's so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Yeah,
I don't
know. I'm trying to think. Hmm. Anything else with that? So Gabby's been MIA.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Oh, and then we heard that Bren Foster, through his Twitter account, said that
he's
no longer with Dave. So he's
mm-hmm.
out. So I don't know. Because I hadn't seen him for a while. The last few times I was just talking to Melanie and trying to, like, they were. It seems like they were trying
no more
to
spa,
feel
is
out.
It?
Yeah.
Nobody's
going to
be in the
so
spa anymore.
So I wonder if somebody else is going to take over the spa or what's going
to
happen.
We're
going
to go from the spa to the back to the hospital, maybe.
Oh, that's right.
Spa,
that's right. That's
again.
What they're going to do. That's right. That's what
I
they're
going
to do because they've got a lot of hospital action coming up in the next while. So you're
mm-hmm.
right. I'll bet you. Because that front foyer reception area, that's totally the hospital.
Does remind you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. And the rooms, the spa rooms where they do the quote-unquote massages / Bradison sex.
Mm-hmm.
Bradison or something. Those are like the hospital rooms and stuff. So, yeah, that's probably what they'll do. That makes sense. So, let's see. So I don't know. I wonder what will happen. I wonder what's going to happen with Gabby. I mean, she's still filming because she was in hair and makeup the other day. They tweeted from there. So we'll see what happens there, I guess. Chad and Melanie, they're cute. They basically got the green light from Abby. So thank goodness
yeah.
that happened.
Oh,
so,
they got permission from Abby. Oh, my.
Yeah,
yeah,
but she's completely suspicious about the whole thing. She's
yeah.
totally suspicious, yeah.
Yeah. And, let's see, okay. And then the whole Abe and Lexi, we started out talking about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
oh, yeah.
Jennifer being
yeah,
a little edgy, being a little gray.
Oh, isn't she?
Yeah, why don't you take that one, Mary?
Even Abe. What?
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Honesty.
And Honest Abe, yeah, they're all the same, aren't they? You know, push comes to shove. They can, you know, be just as diabolical as the Demiras, you know, but
mm-hmm.
maybe not quite as much. But I just love the twist with Nicole. Like, yay, Nicole. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was – because Jennifer's always so – I like how Jennifer gets so smart and Nicole one-ups her again. And, yeah, Jennifer's level, you know – snarky that way, but still she's not as bad as Nicole, you know. She'll never top Nicole, I don't think, but yeah.
No, yep, this Jennifer being a
yeah.
bitch. She was totally in EJ's face and haha, what you want?
Yeah, look at her. Yeah, this is like that.
It's like,
well,
that's
so turn real quick on her.
Yeah, that's so
yeah.
immature.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just, well, it's kind of like not like Jennifer. They are kind of writing her a little out of character, but
yeah.
yeah.
But in
yeah,
a way,
but,
I mean, even though that is true and a lot of people aren't liking it, I kind of have liked to, I've enjoyed seeing her in that professional capacity working with Abe, because I'm a political junkie anyway. So
mm-hmm.
even if it's fake politics, I enjoy, you know, I enjoy the banter and I enjoy the back and forth with the candidates and their representatives and stuff. And so I've really enjoyed seeing Jen kind of see that side of her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And see how, in a way,
I think anybody can be turned into
Abe and Jen
like
would never do that.
Something like
but
that.
Exactly, but they, but it shows you how
anybody
it's
can.
A,
I
it's
think
it's a good window into how really good, honest people end up like most
right.
people we have in Congress right now. You know,
when
I,
you get
I,
into politics,
but, you know,
watch out.
It's like
yeah,
yeah, it's kind of like
just a dirty
like,
business.
It's like, well, they're
yeah.
doing it, so we've got to do it, or like, well,
like
they were
justifying it because EJ was so bad. Well,
right.
No.
And I
well,
wonder if this is going to bring out.
But that just
Lexi.
Makes you as bad as him, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's
going to
bring out Lexi's Demira. I hope it brings out her Demira, even though
I
she is
so.
Being hypocritical because she lied. You know, she's had major affairs on Abe, and he's forgiven her
for
that.
Well,
and
what,
she
tried to steal the baby, you know, the whole baby thing and stuff, and
So,
not only the affairs, the other stuff,
much,
too.
But yeah. So,
yeah, really. Well, the whole town is really, so that's
of course.
Everyone
of course.
In Salem.
I mean, you can't live in Salem and not live in, really,
yeah.
I mean, even Alice had secrets all over town we didn't know about.
Yeah, I think Lex to get her dark side out, you know, Demira side.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Or
like
Demira.
And I'm missing, I've really been missing EJ and Lexi as brother and sister. They've not had, every scene they've been in, they've been negative towards each other pretty much, and so lately. So I'm actually looking forward to her seeing, even though I think it's unfair to Abe, I can see in her mind saying, well, you're no worse than my brother, and, you know, actually it is worse because you started out a good man. He never was, you know, kind of thing, you know. So it's like I could see her because, you know, like we said, they're all hypocrites, but I could see her saying that, you know, saying, well, you know, at least I know what to expect from EJ. You know, no, he doesn't have ethics, but you, you know, you're supposed to, and here, look what you did, you know. So I could see that, you know. And then, so we've got that whole dynamic, and so we've got Stefano finally opening his damn envelope.
Yeah, but they didn't tell us what was in it.
No, I know.
It has to be EJ because they kind of panned EJ and Nicole or something, and it's kind of like they were talking about EJ when he found out. I think he turned the TV on or something and found out
that EJ did win.
And then he sat down and started crying, like, after the mention of EJ. So it has to be something about EJ. That's the only, it has to be something family to make him that upset.
Right,
what would he care? You know, what would he care if Alice had something? It's something personal.
Right.
Is what, you know, has to be something personal.
Right. Like when he was, when they were going
to
open it, he's like, "What, you going
to
find out I did something bad?"
Bad.
You know, like really,
he care if he did, if she has something
not
like that
personal,
on
him. If it's not personal, nobody would care because Stefano would, wouldn't give a damn. So
But
so,
he would if
he
it was his family.
He obviously was dreading opening it and all, but I'm just kind of upset that he didn't open it in front of Kate and let him be, let her be there for him. So that's annoying. But I know it's part of the, you know, part of the whole story, but
the plot,
it just, that kind of bugs me. And then okay, the one lame part I thought of this whole thing this week was the whole the mod squad at the airport not being able to leave.
How convenient!
I mean, who didn't see that coming? That somehow
Bo couldn't go.
John would be over there for 2 weeks by
together.
Themselves or whatever.
Yes, exactly. How convenient was that? Your visas are okay, but Marlena and Bo's are.
Chuckle a little bit when you hear them say Alemania. It's almost like they can't even say it with a straight face.
It's,
you know,
funny.
It's almost like the actors
come up with
are
a better name.
Alemania. I guess that goes back to the story I didn't watch back in the day with the Princess Gina and all that. I guess that had something to do
Princess
with
Princess Gina and the whole Alan.
The subsex.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we got some unfortunate subsex flashbacks.
Oh, we got flashbacks.
Which somebody I did see on Twitter, they thanked them for the flashbacks because they hadn't seen them before. They didn't know the history. So in a way, I see why they did it.
You don't want to know the
history.
At
the same time, those of us who've seen the YouTube clips really don't want to be, or watched it live, don't really want to be reminded of that period.
There's just something about Open John that just does not go right.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. And even though she was supposed to be Princess Gina.
Two totally solid couples that know that that Stefano is behind everything and controls everything. We've been through this a million times, folks. Okay, so...
Yeah.
For that to break them up or cause tension or whatever, I mean,
at this point,
so,
to break Bro and Hope and John and Marlene up, it's not going to
so
happen.
I'm hoping
it
there's more
happen.
To the story than this, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope it's not lame like it looks like so far. So that, I would say that's the one part of this show that I'm like, who cares? Or really like, what the heck, you know?
Yeah,
but,
like, what the heck and who cares? We've been there, done that.
You know, here's where the real world and TV world collide. You know, here Marlena and John can't even scrape together the money for ESPN, but they're running off to Alemania. You know, like,
we can fly.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get two tickets and fly there. Mm-hmm.
And John doesn't apparently have his, they have a plane crash, so his plane crashed. I guess he doesn't have a backup. But so, you know, it's not like they have a corporate jet anymore. So Yeah, I thought that part was pretty lame, but I mean, I always love seeing Bo and Hope, and for the Geralina fans, I guess it's nice to see them. You know, I'm not a Geralina fan, but I guess it's nice to see them on screen, but I was kind of like, really? So I don't know. But any speculation? Have you guys heard any, like, speculation or rumors or spoilers on what's going to happen in Elemania?
There was speculation that Hope is going to pretend to be Princess Gina and John's pretend to be the pawn. I have a feeling if Stefano is there at Elemania keeping an eye on them, which is, you know, to come back and bite him on the ass, because I think that helps Kate get closer to Ian.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, so that's going to come back and bite him. But that's basically about it. But it looks like it doesn't last long because Christian's been tweeting a lot, and looks like Bill and Hope are filming back at their house. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be that long of a trip.
Huh?
Yeah,
they're not
hanging
out at Jennifer's house anymore?
No, apparently not.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
They must be flip-flopping the sets then, sounds like. That's, which is cool. I mean, I love the way they've got the sets set up now. Apparently they are very able to flip them around and do whatever. And I've really enjoyed, like I've said every week, I've really enjoyed seeing different things and seeing different, you know, like Kate's got an office. I mean, I thought that was never going to happen. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead. Were you going to say something? No? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I thought somebody was going to say something.
No.
Oh, trying to think. What else is going on?
Oh, let's see. Oh, Madeline's on the line. Let's see.
Yay.
Oh, we
hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, can you guys hear?
What?
Can you guys hear?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear
All right.
So maybe you're a resident jammy expert. What's coming up for you, jammy?
Well, I don't know.
What are you speculating about?
Everything else. Yeah, we did discuss the jammy.
Yeah. Talk to Hell next Friday, apparently, when Rafe shows up. Rafe overhears the big secret.
Oh, yeah.
From 2 feet away. And then,
is he hiding behind a plant?
And then instead of course slapping the person who's actually responsible, no, we're going to go hit the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go punch out the guy who's not responsible.
What do you mean, dude?
He's going to go hit Ipe.
Oh.
Rafe's going to go
That's kind of like what Sammy and Carrie did, you know? It's like, you know, Sammy's blaming Carrie more than she's blaming Rafe, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except that I think in that case it's a little bit more equal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Sammy went to EJ's house.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying in terms of the Sammy's madder at Carrie than she is at Rafe, and it sounds like Rafe is going after EJ instead of Sammy. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand that, but I'm really sick and tired of EJ getting beat up on for stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly. You know, sleeping with Sammy is no more his fault than hers. And
yeah.
And he at least wasn't even married at the time, or at least he thought he wasn't.
You're talking about Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he signed the divorce papers. She didn't file them.
She didn't file them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, as far as he knew, his marriage was over.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think it would have stopped him.
Mm-hmm. No.
But he didn't go to Sammy's house. He wasn't chasing after Sammy.
Exactly.
So, you know,
it's just something that happened. Yeah.
And then the whole Brady beating up on him because he was responsible for Aerie's death, and then it's just ridiculous. It's getting old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everything's blamed.
Hopefully he'll punch back. Hopefully he'll punch back.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't.
I'm assuming
like
though.
Somebody needs to punch Rafe.
I'm assuming that both people went accidentally shirtless during this punch scene.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
good.
It'll happen at the spa. The spa.
Oh, speaking of slappy.
My one happiness is that it's going to break up Nicole and EJ, which is just getting to the point of making me able to watch. So are the EJammies thinking she's pregnant? I don't know. I will say
I've seen,
I noticed Nicole holding her stomach. Like, Chloe used to always hold her stomach when she was pregnant.
There's a spoiler
and I actually thought, what?
There's a spoiler that Daniel has news for her, and of course everybody's assuming that means she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I mean, it could have just
maybe
she's pregnant in real life. I don't know, but I just noticed that
she was
patting her stomach in a way that was very Chloe-like when Chloe did that for 7 or 8 months when she was pregnant. I wonder if that was conscious or unconscious. Was that Ari,
yeah.
maybe
she really is.
Or is Nicole pregnant? You know, it's just
another miracle baby.
Really?
Well, it's EJ's sperm we're talking about here. So yeah,
this is EJ.
The magic sperm, exactly.
Yes, the magic sperm.
In fact, I'm surprised Sammy's not pregnant again already.
Oh,
I know.
Bite your tongue. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
EJ's sperm kicked Rafe's sperm's ass out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Or maybe
no competition there.
There will be Rafe and EJ's babies.
No.
I'm just messing with you guys. Oh, my God. I'm just kidding.
Well, not again.
No,
that's
so
EJ
enough.
And Lucas says now it'll be EJ and Rafe. Oh, no.
I'm hoping that they're finally moving Sammy back to being a bad girl, but I don't know. I don't see a whole
lot.
She
sure is bad against Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was wow.
That
was the old Sammy.
I like that.
That was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did like that.
And the fact that the week before, Madison decided to quit the whole thing, too bad Sammy doesn't know
that her mother told Carrie that she didn't do anything wrong.
Ah, right. That was lovely.
Oh,
really,
she would have heard that.
I really wanted to find that out, but that's probably not too realistic since nobody else was in the room. But
well, didn't Sammy say that Carrie was the favorite child, though?
She is.
She is.
She is. Yeah.
She was Roman.
She is.
Yeah.
You know, Sammy has done an awful lot of shit. I'll agree. Yeah, which is why I like her with the idea of EJ, you know, before they tried to make her this good little girl. But, you know, I'm sorry, Marlena. Marlena pulled shit. I know there are Marlena fans that would say absolutely not, but I just don't agree.
Well, Madeline, have you been watching? Have you actually?
Yeah, I
have. It's been getting better.
I watched some, I have interesting. I don't know. I watched Fridays, and I saw some interesting comments about. Did you guys talk about Lexi and Abe already?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's all right.
Go ahead.
Because I saw a lot of people complaining. and I see their point that, you know, she has a lot of nerve to get mad at him when she's cheated
right.
on him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
yeah,
the
we brought
point
that up.
Was a little different. I think, you know, if he had cheated on her, I think that
mm-hmm.
would be a totally different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Right.
If she found mm-hmm. out that he had had an affair, I don't think she would be acting this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think
true.
She's acting this way because she is a Demira, and her mm-hmm. entire self-worth is based on him being
true.
Being married to a.
Trying to be
he's what
somebody
kept
good.
Her from
he
being,
redeems
like her family.
Like
at least
he redeems
her.
Yeah.
Right.
That
well, she
her,
said that actually too.
I don't
she
know
said
that.
He redeemed her.
I don't know that it's true, but I think that's
right.
the way she sees it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's why she's so mad at him. I think that's what the real problem, because now she feels like she's all by herself and that she's got nothing to hang on to. What she was hanging on to isn't what she imagined it was.
I say, this
and
is
he
a
can
of
tell
a...
her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He can tell her all
mm-hmm.
he wants, but that's not true. But I think in her head, she doesn't really. She feels lost.
But she was a good character before she found out she was Stefano's daughter.
I know.
You know, she was normal.
No, and I know that was totally Riley, which is and with every other Demary he did it with, it's stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he made all the Demary's crazy.
I mean, he could have done it in a way that made sense. But like these writers, you know, they talk about character. They say they're into character-driven stories, but they're only into characters. They're into some characters.
Mm-hmm.
They're not into all of them. So I'm not sure they know really what makes them tick. I don't know that this really works with Lex, but I can see what they're trying. We'll see if it works.
There's a sound. Somebody had a sound on their phone. Something like is a sound that's like really. Hello?
Somebody's typing.
Is that what it
typing?
Is? That's not me.
I don't know.
Here.
Not me.
Sounds like something's breaking up or something. There you go.
Okay.
Hello?
And then I don't know. The whole Hope and John thing is just so stupid. I don't see how they did it. Maybe I'll end up eating my words, but I can't imagine what they're going to come up with that will make this interesting. And if their solution is that EJ is John and Hope's kid, that's going to make it worse, not better.
Oh, it's going to be awful.
That'll just be. And after seeing Stefano open that letter, it's so obvious
right.
that it's about EJ.
It's about EJ. And what else could it be other than he's not his son? Yeah.
You know, which is so stupid.
Yeah, what
it's
else
like,
could it be?
He loved a whole lot of people who are not his kids. He wanted to make Sammy and Eric his heirs.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Brady's kids. It's just so stupid because we've had so many writers and they've tried to do so many different things with them, and it doesn't. Yeah, this is just going to be dumb. No matter how well written and well acted, Joe did great with those scenes, but it's just like, you know, you're trying. I just couldn't help but roll my eyes. Oh, he's crying. Okay, he cries over. Praise over his kids that he's tortured for years. I don't really care.
Aww.
Although I did find...
I felt bad for Stefano. I felt bad for Stefano, but I was pissed
mm-hmm.
because he was paid. So
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
of course
so
I'm
bad when he cried.
Now. I mean, you know, he's killed half of his kids. What can we say?
Well, he's never been nice to any of his kids. Well, that's true. That's just, yeah.
I mean, we
still
love him at all. I mean,
I
still love him at all.
When Marlena called him a rodent, it's true. they can't get rid of him, no matter what they do. They can't get rid of him. I thought that was hilarious. I missed the scene where him and EJ went at it about him not doing good in the election or something.
Oh yeah.
Was that good? Was that good?
Yeah.
I hope that's
right. And who do you think actually rigged the election? Will?
Oh.
I never thought of that.
Thought it was Nicole.
Because Nicole had it done.
The
time as Nicole, and he was talking to that guy. Not the guy that got arrested, but somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the guy he was arrested. I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
But he was talking to somebody in the square right before the election. So I was thinking, well, it's probably Will. He would get a kick out of that. He'd get a kick out of EJ being mayor, I think, because he knows how it gets off. So let's see what else. Ian. know. I'm majority Ian, and I'm not. I don't know. They're just going so overboard with the twirling the mustache, and I don't get why is everybody mad at him? Why was everybody mad at him at the Kiriakis mansion? I mean, are they mad at him because he beat up Brady? Because
yeah, I mean,
making a big deal about how he didn't say he was married to Madison.
Well,
and why the hell
like,
should he have to say that he was? Why would he need to tell them who the hell he's married to get a job?
Yeah, they should be mad at
Madison.
Madison. Like, they really weren't.
She seemed like she felt sorry for Madison. I'm thinking Madison lied to everyone.
Yeah,
for,
like they didn't like scream.
Yeah,
like even
really
Victor didn't scream at Madison.
Yeah,
that was strange. Like
no,
even Victor didn't
say
anything
well,
to Madison.
Brady, I met Brady and he was playing around with something that didn't belong to him. I wanted to go, yay! It was. Not that it was his fault, but still.
But he didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love.
Wait a minute, Ian was playing around with something that didn't belong to him either.
I know, I love that.
That's another hypocrite there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love Ian Buchanan.
Funny.
I think he's doing a great job. I just I'm not happy with making him. I mean, he comes into town already bad. Where are they going to take him? Badder?
Well, I think where he's going to show his vulnerable
or maybe gooder.
Spot is with
gooder.
Kate. Gooder. He's already shown his vulnerability for Kate. And nobody, and everybody else, he's been pretty snarky and hardcore and everything, but I don't know. I think that's going to be an interesting thing.
I don't know. I've seen him showing a lot of things for Kate. Vulnerability, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
No. Vulnerability.
I watched the scene several times.
You know,
I think
she can hurt him. She can hurt him. Do you really see any indication that she can hurt him? Have you seen any indication that anybody can hurt him?
Well,
I
he's
haven't.
Been on 2 days. I mean, we haven't had get to know the character yet. But what I have seen, I feel like he's very multi-layered, and Ian is really, as an actor, is really putting a lot of layers and stuff in. So I'm enjoying him a lot.
He's making his villain very fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
the
only person who's vulnerable in the situation is Kate, not Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully
I mean, you missed earlier what I had said.
Oh, yeah, she
was
doesn't seem as strong of a woman when she's with Ian.
What I had said earlier was that Madison fears Ian because he can and does control her.
No, I guess
Kate fears him because she may not be able to control herself.
Yeah.
So that's where
I guess my problem with Ian is partly the way they have Madison acting.
Mm-hmm.
Part
well, there's
of the
obviously
I feel
story
like
behind
Ian is
well, she's afraid of him. She acts like she's afraid of him. Yeah.
She is scared shitless of him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. She looks like she wet herself.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah,
he's like world controlling and, yeah.
Yeah.
She cowers like,
Yeah, she turns
like he's abusive
like
or something.
Yeah.
He's
a little kid.
He is abusive. Or, yeah, scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just reminds me a lot of Alex North.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
You didn't see Alex North, did you? Oh,
no,
I didn't like that character.
I didn't want that to be a comparison.
The storyline I wished had never happened, even more than the killer and then the stalker storyline is the Alex North storyline. They brought back Wayne Northrop. And they made him.
Well, I don't
want
to compare it to that at all.
Yeah.
So
they just needed to make him Roman and not Alex North.
And ruin every single old Roman on Marlena flashback that I always loved. I will never forgive Mr. Riley for that. I'm sorry. But that's who he reminds me of. Reminds me of Alex North.
I only know a little bit of that character. I don't want to think about it, though. I don't even want it to be part of my thought process. So, but I personally am really enjoying seeing where that's going to go. So, pretty interesting. It's nice because I've always wanted them to explore more of Kate's history, too. And even if it's something that we didn't know about as a character and everything, I love that they're, I love it whenever they delve into her history, because I just think she's a, you know, interesting character in and of herself, and I just like the idea of, you know, somebody coming in and rattling her a little bit and shaking things up. And
the problem is, a lot of the history I wish they'd talk about is part of the history they've, like, slammed the door on.
Anyway, well, of course, of course. Jan says, Cosby's in lust. Okay, I admit it, I'm in lust.
I was curious because they had Victor saying that, they had Victor saying something about he would never have done this if, and then Maggie said, you mean if before you married me, and then they never actually had him answer the question, did they? They never went back to them on Friday's episode.
No, but I think it was kind of like it's a hanging chad, so to speak. It may come up again. I would think that's something that I'll explore a little bit, because he feels like he's losing his edge.
I was just wondering if I just missed it.
I don't remember. I don't know. We talked about them earlier. Did that come out? I can't remember what we said about that, though, if they said anything after that or not. But anyway, I don't know. I can't remember if they left it that way or not. Anybody
else?
It
should be interesting to see if Victor can get him fired.
Yeah, Victor wanted to try to get rid of him, and he said he already signed a contract or something.
Yeah, where would the fun be in that? See, because, I mean, most contracts are at will and everything, but in this case, if it was something where lawyers were involved and it's this big thing like this international conglomerate, you know, Titan, obviously, if in a real-world situation, that person would have had to have left another company or whatever to go there, so they wouldn't want to leave their, you know, their position and then come over and be let go right away because he didn't like who she was married. He was married to, you know. So I think that's where they're headed. That, you know, you can't just snap your fingers and it's done. We've already signed documents. We've already made a commitment and signed a contract. So, you know, I don't know.
But you can sign somebody to a contract that's still fired. Then you have to pay them.
Right.
Oh, sure. I mean, but you know, this is Days of Our Lives. So you know.
It's gonna be like. Going to be like all the medical storylines, you know, the law storylines will be written too.
Well,
read the story.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what the end is.
I'm curious to see where they're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They have a lot of villains. They have a lot of people that are at least treating like villains at the moment. So I'm curious what happens. Did you guys talk about Brent Foster?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention.
Yeah, him leaving.
Someone left a comment on the blog that he voluntarily left. I guess he's doing a movie. So that was his choice.
When he said on his Twitter, though, is it?
I don't know. Someone posted on the blog saying he left of his own free will, but he was going to shoot a movie. So.
I think it was kind of interesting, though, that they didn't really make it a formal announcement, though. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. I mean, usually the soap mags or someone would say out, you know, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Well, only if the person has got some kind of following and people are going to be interested in buying the magazine based on wanting to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, no, on the inside they usually have the in and out, people that are coming back and people that are leaving, you know.
Well, they will now.
He was a contract player.
Outs are based on after everybody finds out because the person has put it out.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So.
See, what else? Will's going to get his first kiss this week. Are you guys excited about this week?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for Will's story. I don't know if I don't really care if he gets his first kiss or not, but I'm excited for his story to advance and, you know, I'm really enjoying him as an actor. I think he's just phenomenal. I've really enjoyed the way he plays.
Just curious,
he plays
blackmail.
He plays Gray really well. I'm loving him being Gray. It'll be interesting
Ken
to see
Forday
what happens when Lucas
is doing a gay storyline on Days of Our Lives. Because I never ever thought it would happen.
So it's interesting. You know, it's an interesting story. You know, he's got the bachelor pad downtown now. The Demira's paying for it, so
mm-hmm.
he's got the life. You know, so it's. I think it's interesting though that you know he really has turned out to be a good gray character. So
mm-hmm.
I like that. I like it.
I don't know that I'd call him a gray character yet. I think he's ticked off at his mother.
Right.
Well, he's enjoying it. He's enjoying being gray, I think.
He's enjoying getting his kicks in at his mother.
Yeah, right.
And if he actually did help set up the election, then yeah, he's headed in that direction, I think. But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if they want to take him in the same direction they sent Sammy. Maybe. I just hope they're sending Sammy back in that direction.
Yeah, oh, I think they
well,
seem like they are.
When Lucas shows up.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, too. I think it's there. What, a week and a half? No, a week, a little over a week. So, looking forward to that. And Lisa Rinna is not far behind then. She comes on the 9th. So, the 29th and the 9th. And who else? Do we have anybody else?
I have to say, I really don't care about Billy coming back.
Well, I mean, I just want to see what they're going to do with her. I mean, I don't know what her point or what her story is going to be, you know, coming back. I really don't know. But, you know, I'm going to
look. If they want to stick her with Daniel, that would be good. Then I don't have to. Oh, did you guys talk about Jack and Jen?
Not really. Not much happened.
No. Not much happened with them, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or did it?
Other than Jack borrowed
a
bit letter.
I love that Jack has turned into such a little hypocrite.
Of course.
It's in the water. Anybody's calling her on it. Except Lexi. I like that. Lexi had it figured out in 2 seconds flat why Abe cheated on the debate. She knew it was Jennifer. I thought that was funny. And, Austin and, Abigail insisting on talking to Carrie, knowing that it was going to just drive Austin right up the wall on Thursday. Did you guys watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody?
We talked about it. We all enjoyed watching Austin squirming. It was really funny. I wanted someone to slap that girl. That poor guy, he didn't do anything.
I know,
but it's so funny.
This is ridiculous. And torturing him that way.
Because
she didn't get away.
Yeah.
She's reminding me of her grandmother more and more. I'm enjoying him squirming. It's funny. It's like couldn't be in any more of an awkward position.
Well, I wouldn't mind it being Rafe. That would be more amusing. Like him to squirm for a little while.
Yeah.
That's it?
I'm trying to think. Have we covered everybody? Does anybody in the chat room know of anything we missed? I feel bad because I'm like, are we missing something big? And I'm just not.
No, I don't think this week
was all
that big.
I think we got everything. We had a jammy. We had that magic. I think we got everybody. And we already pimped Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka.
Mm-hmm.
And Kian fans, at Kian fans.
Who haven't showed up yet?
Huh?
Bob and Amy Hapka still haven't shown up, and you're still giving them shout-outs, right?
Yes, because we love them, even though they're difficult. Bob says he's too shy. I don't believe that. We don't buy that at all.
Bob Hapka's shy? Oh, give it a break.
No. Actually, I don't know. We might have to be ready to mute things if he heard us call in. Can the FCC fine us on Blog Talk? No, I'm just teasing.
Hello, Marianne. Did you get lost there? Did you drop off?
Hello.
There you are. I just now looked and saw that you were had been off. So,
yeah, I don't know what happened.
It dropped me again. Dropped you twice.
Or that was my stupid
twice.
Phone. I don't know. No. It could be because it dropped me before. All right. But I was listening.
I'm sorry, just now. Sorry.
All right. That's okay.
But
just wanted to let you know. Okay.
So, I think we covered everything, guys. Can you think of anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff coming next week. So tune in. All right.
Sounds
good.
I just wanted to add, there's probably not going to be a 10-minute interview this week because the studio is dark again this week. So there's no actors to interview. They're all home. So I might, though, in the meantime, I'm thinking about having a throwback episode featuring, because we started doing interviews 2 years ago, so I was thinking about just promoting one of the old interviews. You know, there's a lot of people joined us recently didn't know that we've been doing this for 2 years. So, so I might promote that just for the hell of it. Get people something to listen to.
There you go. Great. All right. Well, then I guess thank everybody for being here. Madeline, Marianne.
Bye. Thank you. What's that?
Terry.
I'm still here. Yeah.
Terry,
yeah.
So long. Farewell. We could sing Sound of Music. So long.
No. Time to go.
I'm saying Jan, happy birthday. Thanks for
being in
the chat room for always being entertaining. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.